Hello, this is Susanna Scholler speaking. I'm the current art editor of the Journal, and I'm happy to introduce you to this new special feature we're trying on. We're broadcasting short audio interviews with the visual artists whose work we feature in the magazine. I spoke this month with Borjana Rusinova-Ina, our featured artist from the winter 2016 print issue. Borjana is based right here in Columbus, Ohio, where we make the Journal. She's an MFA candidate in visual arts at The Ohio State University. And since the Journal is run out of the MFA in creative writing at OSU, it seemed like we might have some things to chat about. I spoke with Borjana in a fancy souped-up audio space run by The Ohio State's Digital Union. So, coming at you right now from a miracle closet in a basement, here is our conversation. Thanks for listening. This isn't my first MFA.
Yeah.
Actually, it's my second MFA.
This is my second MFA,
really?
Too.
Actually, my first one was an MA, technically.
My first one was an MA, too. High five, dude.
I'm never going back to school after this. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good on the PhD. No, thank you.
I feel the same way. Okay, so walk me back a little bit.
Okay.
You are originally from Bulgaria, is that right?
Yes, I grew up in Bulgaria and lived there until I was 17. I went to like a linguistics high school because most of the education there is like vocational in high school. So you kind of decide like whether you're into languages or science or history or like arts and music and stuff. So I went to a linguistics high school, so I never did art until I was like 17.
Wow.
And then I studied English and German in high school, and I entered like an exchange student program. So at 17, I got into this program and they placed me in Missouri out of all places. So I lived in Missouri in this like very small town, Lathrop, close to Kansas City, and I learned English. So between 17 and 18, I was there, and I took my like first 5 art classes within one high school year. And then after that, I was like, I want to be an artist. So I went to like,
wow,
you know, college for art. Yeah. But I had a wonderful, high school teacher there who I sort of, you know, give all the credit to, because she was like, Borjana, I think you can be an artist. Like, really?
That's amazing.
So I didn't actually do any art when I was, you know, prior to my experience in Missouri as an exchange student.
So you were signed up for 5 art classes, though.
I did, yeah, because like education in Europe is, or at least in Eastern Europe, is so academic that like you spend, you know, 3 years of high school and you end up covering all of the like requirements to graduate that are the equivalent of like 4 years of high school in America. So like, because here, you know, in high school you get to, you know, try some theater, try some art, try some music, but in Bulgaria it was all academic. So I had all the sciences, all the math, and like all the like literature that they needed to like give me a degree. So they were like, you should take some art classes. I was like, yeah, I'd love that, you know, because I hadn't had any of it. So I was in 5 art classes.
Wow. And you just fell in love with it.
Yeah, I took like art 1 through 5.
Wow.
You know, so in 1 year. And so I just did
that's
that
amazing.
And one music class, but I was really bad at it. As in like, you know, it was just too much to learn, and I think I had an inclination for visual art and sort of came more natural.
Do you remember like a moment where you thought, I think I want to do this?
Yeah, and I think it was mostly because I noticed, like, my teacher, like, really believed in me. So, I mean, now that I teach myself, I could totally tell how important it is to kind of have that, you know, sort of positive affirmation. So, yeah, once I saw her responses to the work, I decided that maybe there's something there.
And what was your first impression, just like of America as this really young student?
Yeah. Oh man. So, well, the thing is, when you enter an exchange student program, they take you to New York for a week. So my very first impression was New York City, which was really expected because, you know, like through popular culture and everything, like you get a taste of, you know, what life is like East Coast and West Coast, but hardly ever do we actually talk about the Midwest. So then I got, you know, a week in New York, and then they shipped me over to Lathrop, Missouri. And it's very, very small town. It was only like 2,000 people population. So I did actually have a big culture shock in the beginning because I grew up in the city in Bulgaria, like a large city. And, you know, public transport and stuff like that. And there it was like very, very small. So, I mean, it was like nice and safe and quiet, but it was also just like so different that I did have like a big culture shock in the beginning.
I can imagine. I even feel like Columbus is a culture shock to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I'm yeah. still getting over my culture yeah, shock like yeah. a year and a half in.
Yeah, right.
Work is yeah. really largely focused on place and on how our perception of place kind yeah. of changes. And yeah. I just wonder if you could just talk a little bit more about that.
A little bit about that. Yeah, I mean, I think just a response to my experiences, you know, being an exchange student, moving at a young age here, like in America for 5 years. I lived here and then I lived in Scotland for 2. Then I moved back. And I just feel like my whole 20s has been a constant kind of shifting around between like different places I called home for a bit. And then I realized like after living in Scotland that that's actually what I'm interested in the most, because I used to work a lot with like architecture, but I didn't connect architecture to place. I just thought of like architecture in its own right. But then I noticed that, you know, from one country to the next, there was a very different kind of perception of architecture. And like, especially for me, it was like block housing, because it's so typical to Eastern Europe and so like different here in the Midwest as a kind of a place for living. And also just, it's not very, you can't even find it in many places. So that's when I started to sort of become interested in place and all the different ways that we understand this idea. Like, I mean, place can be, you know, the place that we call home, or it could be a place that you visit as a total stranger. And so it's interesting to me, like, how our perception shifts depending on, like, our kind of relationship to it. So, yeah.
Do you go back and visit Bulgaria?
I do, yeah. My family still lives there. And yeah, my mom and dad and my brother, who has a family of his own. So, you know, I don't call it home anymore. It's like, but I do say I go back. I don't say I go there. I say I go back. But then I don't think of it as home, which in itself is a contradiction, because when you go back, it's, you know, you assume that that's the center.
Yeah.
But it's not really a center anymore. But I still cannot say that I just go to visit, because it feels wrong. So
right.
Like, that's like my own sort of, I don't know, baggage that I'm dealing with.
So you talk a little bit about how, like, trying to portray that shift in perspective in your work.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you do that?
It's the work is representational, so it always has a source, right? Sometimes I work off of like personal photography, and sometimes I work off of found images. So with the found images, it tends to be a lot of tourist like representation of places that I have known very closely, like say the Bulgarian landscape, and also of places that I've never visited. Like, I love grand vistas of the American, like, you know, like Yellowstone Park and like all these like really, really important kind of landmarks that I don't know anything about and have never seen. And I just like to sort of look at them as representations, and I completely buy it. Like, everything that it sells to me, like, I completely buy. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the Bulgarian landscape, when I look at a postcard of it, I totally do not even have any relationship to it. Like, to me, just that image is so not intuitive, like, with all my memory and everything, that relationships that I've built with this place, like, looking at, like, something that is meant to sell me the place, like, I cannot even, like, fathom, like, what to do with it. So I find that very interesting, how in the one context where I am a visitor myself, I believe the representation, and in the other context, I totally, like, mm-hmm. disbelieve it, you know? So
yeah.
So I find that very interesting as a kind of a tension.
Well, it almost sounds like your relationship to a place you've never been can be more intimate.
Yes, in some way. Yeah, it could be, because I mean, maybe some of it is a kind of a, you project things onto it, you know, or like maybe expectations, or like, you know, this place ought to be like that. It's very funny. My husband is actually also a first generation immigrant, and he's from Arabic descent. And so he had never been to Lebanon, where his parents grew up. And he used to always say, I feel so not American here in this country. Like, I know I'm a first-generation immigrant. I feel very Lebanese when I'm in America. And then we went to Lebanon, and then he said, I've never felt so American before. Oh, wow. So, you know, it's like really, it's fascinating how we kind of have an expectation of how we should behave or what this place means to us. Mm-hmm. Then we get out of context, and then it's like, yeah. So
I've never been more Canadian in my life than I've been in the last 2 years.
There you go. Yeah. Sure. So it like reconfirms. Like, I mean, I never thought of my national identity as being such a big part of my identity, like overall as a human being. But as soon as I left Bulgaria, like having that passport is like the first thing that defines you. Before you are a female, an artist, a student, you are a citizen of this place.
Does thinking about place this much in this way and sort of spending a lot of time with representations of a place you used to live, does it make you interact differently with the place you currently live?
Yes. Yeah, it does. I mean, I think it always affects us. You know, Columbus is a very interesting place. It's like, I've been here for over 10 years and I quite enjoy it. But in that 10 years, I like left halfway through and then came back. So I feel like the first half of my time here when I was an undergrad, I knew I would not stay. So I tried not to sort of like feel like I, you know, put down roots. But now that I've been back for another 5, I feel like I'm trying to kind of say, okay, like I live in Columbus. It's funny to me, my neighborhood is more of like my home than the city itself. Like, I don't know why, but the city is sort of like too abstract of a concept, and maybe I'm just not like still haven't, you know, lived here long enough to say like I'm from Columbus, you know, like have Buckeye pride or something. But I love my neighborhood Clintonville, so I totally say like my neighborhood is like my home.
So in your work that we're printing in the journal, what's something that like a lay person who isn't familiar with like craft and technique might not mm-hmm. see or might not know that like you could tell us about?
So they're actually off of collages. And I think that's perhaps one thing. To me, it's very apparent. But now that you said that, maybe it doesn't come through as much like when you first see it. So I work very small at first, and I cut up my images like by hand, and I overlap, and I call this the playtime, you know, so it's sort of low pressure. So once the collage is made, then I build a construction, like a large diorama out of it, and then I light it.
Oh, wow.
So it sits in my studio like a kind of a stage set. It's a mini one, but nonetheless, like it's lit and everything. And so I sit and I paint this enlarged stage set. So it's actually a fragmented image that then the light binds together. Like the way, you know, a stage set is a bunch of props and actors moving around, and then there's lights that kind of create a uniformed image out of all these fragments. So I'm adopting this idea and kind of, you know, doing the same thing but with pictures and in my studio. So when people see it, it feels like it belongs together, which is what I want. But if you really look, then you kind of understand that everything has edges and all the shapes are contained because they're a separate picture.
That's amazing. That's like this whole sort of elaborate process behind this thing that appears to us as a viewer as just like a unified object.
Yeah.
So your painting is actually like a representation of this stage that you've created.
Yes.
That's very cool.
So, and I think, you know, in comparison to like my work prior to graduate school, I used to project and I used to kind of, you know, still work off of these collages, but I didn't think of them as separate pieces. I tried to, in my head, think of them as one, and then I was painting them as one, whereas now I don't do that part. I sort of paint it as I see it, but then the light is kind of what brings it together.
So what changed? You said that was before you went to grad school. What about being in grad school kind of changed that for you?
Changed that for me. I think it was maybe just many conversations about process and, you know, like why do it this way. And then I realized that the painting act itself is what creates the kind of illusion. So I didn't need to like digest it for my viewer prehand. I could just have it and then paint it as I see it, and then it came together on its own. Like, it didn't need me to make it come together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's sort of allowing the viewer to do half the work, which I love, because I would want my paintings to be, you know, kind of a question and not just an answer to something. So have my viewers participate in the sort of in the meaning making that happens with the work.
If you live in Columbus, right now you can see Boriana's work in real life, IRL, downtown at the OSU Urban Art Space. The MFA students who are graduating have their thesis show. It's called No Title, Any Title, and it runs from February 16th to March 19th, 2016. So if you're local and, it's real time right now, you should definitely go check that out. We will toss the link up on our website. Thanks so much for listening to this feature. This is new, so if you like it, if you don't like it, feel free to get in touch with me and let me know. I'm at art@thejournalmag.org. Thanks for listening.